Honey, is that you? What time is it? It's 3 in the morning. Why are you still typing? I don't care that you're working. It's time to go to bed. Whatever it is can wait until the morning. I promise it's not that important.
Nope.
Not having any of it. Turn off your computer and come here. It's time to cuddle. You're not doing your best work right now. You're tired. You've been staring at a screen for hours doing the exact same thing. You can always finish it up later. I'm sure if you explain to your boss what happened and that you need some extra time, it'll be fine. It's not like the final revision is due until Friday, right? You have plenty of time, hon. Now come to bed. It's a much better use of your time. Cuddling and sleeping are always going to be more important than work, I promise. It's all going to be there in the morning, just the way you left it, okay? Thank you. I'm glad you could see the voice of reason. It pains me to be so realistic, but I'll do anything to get you in bed with me. Though you're a little too far for my liking, come closer. Oh, as you nuzzle yourself against my chest, the steady beat of my heart fills your ears. It's soothing, right? So much better than working the night away. If you were to keep going, you wouldn't get to bed until 6 in the morning. The alarm goes off at 8, so you would only have 2 hours of sleep. This way, you get 5 hours of it. Your office isn't even opening until 10. You'll have time to finish your work when you get there. I promise. Your boss is going to understand. And if she doesn't, fuck her. You told her it was too much for you to handle on top of your normal workloads. She didn't have to give you an extra project to review, but she did. You need to stop saying yes to anything she asks, honey. You're working yourself down to the bone. I hate seeing you like this. I want you to start taking care of yourself, or at least try to take care of yourself. You can tell your boss no sometimes. If she fires you for setting a boundary or something, good riddance. You'll find another job, no problem, because you're talented. Anyone in this town would be lucky to hire someone as competent as you. You're kind of brilliant at your job. You do realize that, right? You don't have to be nervous or walk on eggshells. You're a person too. You deserve to have your voice heard and listened to. You have your normal workload this week, plus an extra project. That's going to wear anyone down. You just have to remember that you don't need to do it all in one night. I'll remind you as much as you need, but that final version isn't even due till Friday. You've still got 3 days to complete it, honey. Take a breath. You've got time. You can sleep with your girlfriend tonight. You can enjoy how her arms feel around you, using her chest as a pillow. Aren't you already feeling better? Because you're where you belong, in my arms. body molds perfectly against mine, like you're my missing puzzle piece. Bet we make quite the picture right now. Your eyes drifting closed as you feel the soft rumble of my voice. Despite working so hard, the second you get comfortable, you find yourself melting into me. I'm just so soft, so warm, you can't help but get comfortable. It's okay, honey. I understand. I'm happy that you feel this safe with me. I'm always going to be here for you. I love you. I don't care if I have to remind you every day of my life. I want to be here with you. As the rain beats against the window, you feel the tension of the day draining away. Laying in bed with me just has those effects. As our legs intertwine, you push yourself closer to me, seeking more warmth. There you are, honey. I've got you. Actually falling asleep myself. Remember you were typing on the computer when I was falling asleep the first time? Were you working this entire time? That's a habit I'm going to break you of. You don't need to be working late at night. It's going to make you sick if you keep working yourself like this. I don't want you to get high blood pressure or have an early heart attack or something. I love you so much. I care about you. I don't want anything bad happening to you. So please, try to take care of yourself. Try to listen to me, even if you think it's ridiculous. It's really not the end of the world if you don't finish your work or you turn something in a little late. If you get fired, we'll figure it out because we're in this together. But I'm pretty sure your boss isn't going to fire you over this. She's going to realize that she made the mistake. And she has to fix it because the boss above her doesn't tolerate any excuses. It was her job to delegate properly, and she didn't. The mess up is on her, not you. Understand? You're going to be okay, honey. I know you're nervous. That's totally normal. I want you to feel these feelings, but I want you to process them and work through them as well. You're not going to lose anything because you want to sleep. You're not going to be considered a failure because you had to get some rest. You're a human being. Humans need sleep in order to function. You're so tired. You're probably making a million and one mistakes right now. That's going to be even worse for the project, isn't it? So maybe you should just listen to your girlfriend and take the rest of the night off. Stop worrying about tomorrow because it's not even here yet. Let's focus on the present. How it feels to have my arms wrapped around you. It's grounding to have them holding you like this. My thumb rubbing soft circles against you. As my heartbeat continues, you find yourself smelling strawberries like my soap. can feel the faint smile across your face as your eyes shut all the way. That's it, honey. I've got you. I'm right here. You work so hard today. It's time to rest now. You can worry about work in the morning when you're rested, with food in your system too. You're basically running on empty right now. That's not good for you. You need to recharge. You need to treat yourself like a person, not a robot that can do everything. There's nothing wrong with setting boundaries. You need them in order to keep yourself sane. You're not a bad person for needing extra time. Sometimes we can't get things done because of outside forces. That's okay. You already had a lot of work. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's all. If your boss has something to say, I'm sure her boss would love to know she delegated such an important task to someone underneath her. You've got ammo, honey. You're not completely helpless, remember that. I know it might feel like that right now, but that is only because you're tired. You're not thinking clearly. In the morning, you'll feel even better, because you'll be grounded in reality. You gotta remember, you have sleep brain right now. Even worse than me, and I was the one who was actually asleep. Honey? Honey, are you awake?